welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges.
So, Chris, we've talked before, and I'm sure we'll talk again, about how God thinks is so much different than how we think. We have such a limited view of it's our life and, a little bit past it and maybe a little history, but we're really finite in the way we think. But the Lord's thinking is not that way at all. It's eternal. It's forever. Let's talk a little bit about what that means, the way God thinks about eternity.
You know, it's hard, Mark, because we're creatures of time. We live in this moment called time, but think just for a moment. If we stand back and purpose to think from an eternal perspective instead of just time, we'll find ourselves thinking more the way God thinks and seeing what he sees. And so we have to purpose in our hearts to say, look, I'm going to start thinking God's thoughts after him. I got that from a lady named Catherine Marshall, who was the wife of Peter Marshall. And she said, we have to think God's thoughts after him. And so we have to say, okay, I'm going to see things through the eyes of God on purpose here. So we have to pause and think from eternity to time on this earth. It's almost like the name of my ministry is called Abiding Above. Above speaks of the eternal realm, heaven, and then abiding speaks of our time on earth, but having Mr. Eternity living in us. And so we have to pause throughout the day and try to see things through the eyes of God. And a passage that comes to my mind is Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Paul says this, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things, notice, above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Notice he said, keep seeking the things above. That is, I'm choosing to think God's thoughts after him. And so, set your mind on the things above, two times, above, not on the things that are on earth. Why is this? For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That, my friend, is purposing to see yourself the way God sees you from an eternal perspective.
It's so hard for us down here to use the other side of above to think that way. We have to stop and be intentional about thinking about eternity. Is a hard word for us to understand. Mm-hmm. Eternity is forever. We can see 80 years or 90 years, but it's hard for us to think forever. But that's exactly what those verses are saying to do.
Yes, and it's something that we have to purpose in our hearts to think. And it's very wise to begin this process because that's how God sees us, and it brings comfort knowing and even feeling how God sees us. Just think about what Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Well, according to Scripture, and according to that passage I just read from Colossians 3, God saw me and you crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, raised with Christ, ascended with Christ, and seated with Christ. So when God the Father looks at God the Son in his right hand, he sees us in Christ. That's why we have baptism. It's a picture of the fact that we were crucified, buried, and raised, ascended, and seated with Christ. That's all a picture. You say, well, that's future tense. That happens. I'm going to receive this after I die. My friend, it already has happened.
It's happened, yeah.
It's already there.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.